You're listening to SBS News.
Beautiful, that's them, and they pull them up. Happy days.
The Prime Minister was out on the tools again, drilling his message. But as inflation rises and hip pockets grow tight, Scott Morrison's been forced to try and minimise the political damage.
That those pressures, yes, they are hitting Australia, but we have provided more of a shield against those pressures than other advanced economies. Inflation rate in New Zealand is almost 7%. Same in Canada.
He's arguing the government is making a dent in household bills and blaming the blowout on international factors. Meanwhile, Labor's highlighting its efforts to reduce another major household cost. Labor campaign spokesman Jason Clare argues the coalition must take responsibility.
Well, next time you're at Woolies and Coles and you're swiping your goods and you hear the beep, beep, beep ringing in your ears will be Scott Morrison. Not my fault, not my fault, not my fault.
The Prime Minister's been campaigning in Cairns, in the North Queensland seat of Leichhardt. Scott Morrison says he recognises the price rises are most stark in the electorate's remote Indigenous communities.
In remote communities in particular, those price pressures, well, they are greater, because they're always greater because of the remoteness and the cost of getting stores and supplies to those areas.
First Nations leaders gathered just near Cairns earlier this month to lobby for another form of recognition, a referendum to be held to enshrine a constitutional First Nations voice to Parliament. SBS News asked the Prime Minister what action would be taken if the coalition wins the election.
If your government is re-elected, will Australians vote in a referendum to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution?
Until we can get to that point where there is a greater consensus about what that is, then I think it would be unwise to try and force something along those lines, because I fear ultimately that would just see us go backwards, not forwards.
The government had promised to hold a vote during the last term of Parliament, but both parties are now stepping away from setting a date. Jason Clare says a vote will happen under Labor, but no timeline's yet been announced.
I think Indigenous Australians have been extraordinarily patient. It takes a bit of political will. Lean into this and make it happen. We can make this happen, and Labor will make it happen.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Anthony Albanese will return to the campaign trail, leaving isolation after testing positive to COVID-19 last week. Mr. Albanese will be flying to Perth ahead of Labor's campaign launch on Sunday. But in a twist of fate for both major parties, One Nation has announced it will preference Labor in key marginal seats in Tasmania. It's reportedly in retaliation for the Liberals preferencing the Jackie Lambie network above One Nation in the island state. Those crucial votes could determine the outcome of the election either way. Krishani Danji, SBS News.